ante in their seven-day-old conflict while President Trump weighs options. Overnight, an Iranian strike hit a major medical facility in southern Israel. CBS's Deborah Patta is there.
The moment an Iranian missile slammed into Soroka Hospital in Beersheba this morning. Inside, panic and chaos as doctors and patients fled to the bomb shelters. The emergency room was operational at the time of the attack, but there were only minor injuries.
This morning, Israel hit the Iraq heavy water reactor, whose byproduct is plutonium that can be used in nuclear weapons. That's in Iran. CBS News has learned President Trump has approved attack plans against Iran, but he's holding off.
I'd like to make a final decision 1 second before instilling it, because things change.
He acknowledges a lot of fellow Republicans are split.
I don't want to get involved either, but I've been saying for 20 years, maybe longer, that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. I've been saying it for a long time. And I think they were a few weeks away from having one.
The Justice Department is planning to cut hundreds of inspectors who monitor gun sales.
The investigators make sure federally licensed gun dealers don't sell to traffickers, criminals, or people with mental illness. The Trump administration will cut 541 of those 800 inspector jobs as it looks to downsize the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Many Republicans believe the inspections intrude on gun rights. Steve Dettelbach was ATF director during the Biden administration.
The mission of this agency, which is fighting violent crime, is wildly nonpartisan and bipartisan.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Summer doesn't start until tomorrow, but it already feels like the middle of August in some places. The forecast calls for Las Vegas under its fourth extreme heat warning this year, with a predicted high of 107. This woman runs a beach volleyball club for kids.
They go to the shade when they need to. If they start feeling a little bit nauseous or sick, we go sit down, we cool off. There's no time limit or rush for them to come back in.
Temperatures expected to top 90 today in the Northeast. Just in, Hurricane Eric has made landfall in Oaxaca, Mexico as a Category 3 storm. Lakers fans are psyched. The same man who owns the Dodgers and the WNBA's Sparks is buying the team.
I'm excited. It's awesome. I'm a lifelong Dodger and Laker fan. So putting them together, it's going to be great.
The Buss family has agreed to sell a controlling interest to Mark Walter for a record $10 billion. That's the most money ever paid for a pro sports team in the U.S. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Most government services in Racine are paused today for Juneteenth, with City Hall closed and trash pickup delayed by a day. Kenosha is running regular trash service and is hosting a Juneteenth event at Civic Center Park. Racine held its main holiday parade last weekend. It was a driver under the influence that crashed into that Racine Walgreens yesterday. There was significant damage to the store, and that driver was treated for minor injuries. Police say the driver was cited for OWI. The store is expected to fully reopen tomorrow. A family fight in Racine escalated to gunfire Tuesday morning. It resulted in minor injuries and the arrest of a 29-year-old woman and a 22-year-old man. You can go deeper on that story at RacineCountyEye.com. Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan's federal trial is delayed as the court considers her motion to dismiss charges. Her lawyers argue that her actions were protected by judicial immunity. No new trial date is set, but a scheduling conference is planned for July 9th. And Racine's Island Park Beer Gardens opens tomorrow with a ribbon cutting, local beer, food, and music. The family and dog-friendly event continues all weekend at the park. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's play ball today at Wrigley. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Chicago Cubs playing today after being rained out last night. The game has now been rescheduled to create a doubleheader between the two teams August 18th. NFL former Packers place kicker Anders Carlson has been released by the New York Jets. Carlson, drafted in the sixth round in 2023 by the Packers, has spent time with the 49ers and now the Jets. Former Packers defensive back and special teams guy Robert Rochelle has signed with the Dallas Cowboys. NBA, the Pacers host the Thunder tonight in Indianapolis. Tyrese Halliburton doing everything he can to get back on the court despite a strained right calf muscle.
I mean, I think just around-the-clock stuff as much as I can. Massage, needles, hyperbaric, H-wave. I mean, just a bunch of different things to try to get it to feel as, you know, as comfortable as you can going into it. The right tape and stuff. I'm sure there's a bunch of medical professionals who better answer, but just doing everything that I'm told, trying to do everything I can.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thunder snaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Vormans. A spotty shower possible early, otherwise increasing sunshine with high temperatures in the upper 70s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies and mild with lows in the low to mid 60s. An isolated shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon on Friday with highs near 80. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
What's the Indians' new mascot? Does anybody know? The Guardians. Cleveland Guardians? Y'all know what a guardian is? A guy that says, be home by 10 p.m. and you go, shut up, you're not my real dad. Who are y'all playing? The Cincinnati Stepdads? Who are y'all playing? The Guardians? Nobody's scared of that. You know what I'm saying? No, if you ever watch baseball, you ever watch baseball that hit a home run, there's no one in the stadium. There's no one in there because no one cares about baseball. I'm saying, spice it up, you know? The Rangers? No one's scared of the Rangers. You know what a ranger is? The guy says, when you're done camping, throw away your trash. That's a... You're not scared of it. I'm just saying, spice up the names. You know what I'm saying? If you were watching a baseball game tomorrow and you're like, tonight's rubber match is the Miami Cubans versus the Texas Border Patrol agents. Don't tell me you wouldn't watch the Virginia Vegans play the St. Louis Slaughterhouse employees.
Too much for me to face. I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof, it's peaceful as can be, and there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, when I and sweet.
The Drifters, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Look for a gradual clearing today on this Juneteenth day with a high near 82. Partly cloudy, low 65 tonight. Partly sunny, 77 the high tomorrow. Now for the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, get ready. Sunny and hot. Highs near 92 on Saturday, 91 on Sunday. 66 and cloudy right now here at Radio Park. You know, a lot of us would like to join a gym to get in better shape, but we're too embarrassed to walk our flabby bodies in there and be judged. So 28% of us won't join a gym until we get into better shape. Something odd about that, isn't it? Doesn't make sense. It's 8:11, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. From the 1967 movie of the same name, here's Lulu. about little Michael Jackson. What was he, 11 years old when he sang that song? Saying, come on, girl, I think I love you. There's something about an 11-year-old kid singing that that doesn't jive right with me. It's 8:17, local news time. Let's hit to WRJM. Let's give away another family four-pack of tickets to go see the Racine Raiders take on the River City Rough Riders, and this will be this Saturday at historic Horlick Field at 7 o'clock. You can hear the game here on WRJM, or you can go to the game. Got a family four-pack of tickets right now. Give me a call, 262-634-9756. 262-634-9756. Hi, what's your first name? Whoa, got to turn on your radio there for a second. You got it down?
Yeah, Vicky.
Mickey?
Yeah.
Like in Mouse? Mickey Mouse?
No, Vicky.
Oh, Vicky. Sorry. <Yeah. laughs> Like Vicky Mouse. Okay, I understand.
That's
Vicky.
Right.
All right, Vicky, we got a family four-pack of tickets for you to go see the Racine Raiders against the River City Rough Riders.
Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
All right, Vicky. I'm so sorry I did that.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah. Absolutely fine.
Yeah. All right, hold on the line, Vicky. What town are you calling from, by the way?
Pardon me?
What town are you calling from?
Racine, of course.
I think you say Disney World. Where else?
That's right.
Hold on, Vicky. Hold on. I'll get some info from you. It's 818 local news. Tablet hits WRJN.
June is packed with more savings thanks to WRJN Big Deals. Don't miss our Big Deals of the Day every Wednesday and Friday, featuring awesome offers from our local partners. And here's the secret to save even more. Keep listening to WRJN and the Civic Media app. Each of our hosts will share an exclusive promo code you can use all month long. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and stretch your budget further with WRJN Big Deals.
And to save even more, what I need you to do is use the promo code ROSEN. The promo code ROSEN, R-O-S-E-N. Use that at closing to save even more on your WRJN Big Deal of the Day.
From lunch on the go to feeding the whole crew, Lee's Deli has you covered with their sleek new website and mobile app. Visit leesdelirecine.com to get started. Sandwiches fit for a king, fresh chef salads, and hassle-free catering options like giant party subs for your next luncheon or tailgate. Fresh, fast, delicious. Ordering is easy, and Lee's Deli's optimized rewards means more points and more perks faster than ever. Go to leesdelirecine.com right now to download the new Lee's Deli mobile app.
Tired of living with pain? Pope Family Chiropractic believes your body deserves to feel its best naturally. They offer fast and effective relief for headaches, sciatica, back pain, and can also give you a complete care plan to address a wide range of symptoms. Pope Family Chiropractic accepts most insurances, but also offers cash discounts for uninsured or high deductibles. Stop by to book your same-day appointment at Pope Family Chiropractic, located at 414 6th Street, downtown Racine, or look them up at drpope.net. Relief is just a call away.
Master Vape and Cigar Shop in Racine is under new ownership and proud to welcome customers with 20 to 50% off on over 50 select items throughout their incredible store. That's right, over 50 different brands of your favorite vape, disposables, gummies, and carts, all 20 to 50% off. Plus, Master Vape has a huge selection of CBD products, pipes, tobaccos, incense, and papers, as well as a premium walk-in cigar humidor that you'll have to see to believe at the all-new Master Vape and Cigar Shop on Regency West Drive near the Best Buy in Racine.
Mark your calendars. Greek Fest is back at Kamisi's Greek Orthodox Church, June 27th through the 29th. Get ready for a weekend packed with delicious Greek food, live music, amusement rides, and fun for the whole family. Experience the Kamisi's dance troupe, take a guided church tour, enjoy cooking demonstrations, and explore the festive Greek marketplace. Don't miss the sights, sounds, and flavors of Greece right here in Racine. Greek Fest, June 27th to 29th at Kamisi's Greek Orthodox Church on Green Bay Road.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first baseline on the field level.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Said some little girl will catch you napping. Some little girl will get to you with a kiss. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. Slip through every girl's hands like water. Never was one who could ever tie me down. Straight ahead and steady as you brought her, till you brought me tumbling to the ground. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine. All right. Never thought I'd say please, girl.
You got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine.
You got to me,
you got to me, girl. All right, come on now.
Neil Diamond, you got me. Local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. It says here the average man doesn't become emotionally mature until age 43, way later than women. Women mature at 32, a full 11 years earlier. Doesn't surprise me. Women also rank the top immature things men do. Here are the top three: finding burps hilarious, eating fast food at 2 o'clock in the morning, and playing video games. I got to admit, burps are funny. I don't know if they're hilarious, but yeah, they're kind of hilarious. 826 local news, timeless hits, WRGN. Here's Bobby Darin.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me. My lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere.
Bobby Darin, Beyond the Sea. Hey, you want to see a good movie about Bobby Darin? It's called Beyond the Sea. Kevin Spacey plays Bobby Darin. A lot of interesting things in that movie. For example, Bobby Darin, who we thought was his mother, was actually his sister. And it's a whole big storyline. But this poor guy, he had rheumatic fever as a kid. He had a tough life. But what a performer. So it's called Beyond the Sea and stars Kevin Spacey as Bobby Darin. Good movie. It's exactly 8:30 on the noggin. Let's check our morning news once again. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Most everything government-related in the city of Racine is on hold today. Some things are running in Kenosha. Today is the Juneteenth holiday, with city halls in both communities closed for the day. In Racine, trash collection is pushed back a day. Regular garbage pickup today in Kenosha. Civic Center Park in Kenosha is the site of a Juneteenth event today. Racine held their big holiday parade over this past weekend. It was someone under the influence that drove into the Walgreens on Memorial in Racine yesterday. That's according to Racine police. They say the driver will be cited for OWI after crashing into the store, causing significant damage. The driver did have minor injuries. The car went from the front to the back of the store, and speed is believed to have contributed to the crash. The drive-through part of the pharmacy was able to stay open. A full cleanup and reopening is set for tomorrow. A family fight turned violent in Racine this week, with shots being fired and suspects arrested, all before noon on Tuesday. There were minor injuries to one person at the home on Park Avenue. It escalated to gunfire, causing minor injuries. Two people, a 29-year-old woman and a 22-year-old man, were taken into custody. You can go deeper on that story today at RacineCountyEye.com. And Racine's Island Park Beer Garden opens tomorrow. A ribbon cutting will be followed by local beer options, food, music, and games. The event is said to be family and dog friendly and continues all weekend at the park on Liberty. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thunder stamps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Vormans. A spotty shower possible early, otherwise increasing sunshine with high temperatures in the upper 70s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies and mild with lows in the low to mid 60s. An isolated shower or a thunderstorm in the afternoon on Friday with highs near 80. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
Once they gave you the option, you could talk, you could type, talking ended that day. It's over. Talking is obsolete. It's antiquated. I feel like a blacksmith up here sometimes, to tell you the truth. I could text you this whole thing. We can get the hell out of here right now. Why would I want to get information from a face when I could get it from a nice clean screen? Don't you feel uncomfortable now? Faces come up to you. Well, I'll tell you what I think that way out of the guy. Their lips and their teeth and their gums and their... There's a missed shaving spot, there's a piece of crust, some goo, you see a little lunch remnant in their teeth. Just send me an email about this, would you? I can't do it anymore. Your face is the worst news I've had all day. We want a text. Text. We like that word, don't we? Text. It's fun to say. It's got that short, tight, got the X in there, a little bite to it. Text it. Don't tell me. Text it. Don't tell me.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Lord Almighty, I feel my temperature rising. Higher and higher, it's burning through to my soul.
His big comeback, love. Burning Love, 1972. Hunk of burning love. 8:37, local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJN. A gradual clearing today, highs near 82, partly cloudy tonight, low 65, partly sunny, chance of showers tomorrow, high 77. Get ready for a hot weekend. Sunny and hot Saturday and Sunday, with a high near 92 on Saturday, 91 on Sunday. Wow. 66 and cloudy right now right here at Radio Park. Hey, what's a good smell most people love but you might hate? These are the top answers we got. Coffee. A surprising number of people say they just don't get the appeal. I've never tasted coffee in my life, but I love the smell of coffee. Perfume or cologne, especially too much of it. Potpourri, or those cinnamon pine cones people put out for the holidays. I don't mind those. Lavender, that's one that's tough because it's used in a lot of stuff now. Fresh cut grass, well, some people are allergic. Other people think it smells gross. Bathroom air fresheners, a lot of people say fake fruit smells in general are no good. How about that new car smell? Gives a lot of people a headache. You know, I read recently about that. That's not good to breathe in those new car smells. We think it is, but it's not. Huh. I go to pieces. Peter and Gordon at WRJN.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be.
said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
Must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy, the next day I feel so sad. I guess I'll learn to take the good with the bad. 'Cause each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? Must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. And if you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving you. Must I be a teenager in love?
In love.
Why must I be a teenager in love?
In love?
Why must I be a teenager in love?
843 local news. Timeless hits here at WRGM. Got a new survey. They asked people about questionable hotel behavior. And 37% said it's fine to wear your pajamas throughout the hotel's common areas. 8% say it's okay to take the towels home with you. Really? 77% of people say it's acceptable to take the small bottles of shampoo, conditioner, and soap home with them. I think that's okay because I don't think they mind you doing that. 24% say it's okay to let their kids jump on the beds. 19% say it's okay to swipe the Bibles and take them home with them. 16% say it's cool. Isn't that funny? You're stealing a Bible? 19% say, make that 16% say it's cool to host a party, even if it means exceeding the maximum occupancy without prior approval. 15% say it's fine to leave trash all around the room without when you check out. 18% said it's okay to bring a pet in without prior approval. 8% say the towels are considered complimentary. Really? Do you really think it's okay to take those towels home? They're complimentary. 8% say they could take the hangers home with them. 4% say it's okay to smoke in non-smoking rooms. Really? 4% say they're not sure if it's acceptable to smoke in non-smoking rooms.
What do you find confusing about the sign that says no smoking? How is that confusing? And finally, 4% say it's okay to steal decorative items from the room. No wonder why hotel rooms are so expensive these days. People are just cleaning them out. It's 8:45 at WRJN. Time once again for Pete with the Beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Comedian Tom Segura has seen success on Netflix with his show Bad Thoughts, which gives us a look into the stand-up comic's brain through vignettes, revealing his dark comedy and comedic sensibilities. Segura was thrilled at the news that his show is getting a second season. According to Deadline, his response when he heard the news was, "It was such a thrill to get the opportunity to entertain and horrify audiences with our very bad thoughts on Netflix." There's a new series on the way from Marvel Cinematic Universe. Dominique Thorne revises her role Ironheart from Black Panther Wakanda Forever. Thorne and her co-star Alex Ramos were on the Today Show discussing the new venture, and they appear to have the full backing of MCU hero Iron Man Robert Downey Jr., who appeared by video call from the set of Avengers Doomsday, where he is playing Dr. Doom. The first three episodes of Ironheart will be available to stream on Disney Plus June 24th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Christine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand app. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
Sometimes it's worth hearing from some of the wealthiest people in the world. Let me quote what 370 millionaires and billionaires have said. Quote, "We are the people who have wealth. Political leaders have spent too much time indulging us and too little time delivering for all people. There is a simple solution. You must tax us, the super rich. We want those we elect to build a better future with strong economies that serve everyone and societies where all can thrive." End quote. We should listen to these folks. They are looking out not only for themselves, but for all of us. But there are others who use their wealth to pressure politicians to enact policies that serve only their interests in accumulating more wealth. We need to fight for what's right by contacting our political representatives and letting them know they need to work for all of us. And taxing the rich is the essential thing to do that. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
Chill out this summer with unbeatable deals at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, your go-to destination for selection, service, convenience, and serious savings. Beat the heat with a sizzling summer special. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Perfect for keeping your drinks frosty on the go. Whether you're stepping inside or cruising through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's has everything you need to keep moving. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, right at the corner of 31 and Spring in Racine.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Looking to move your body, free your mind, and find your people? Come to Studio OXO, where strength meets artistry. Racine's finest dance studio for adults and teens. Located at 4060 North Main Street, Studio OXO offers classes, workshops, and events for movers age 16 and up. Whether you're a beginner or seasoned dancer, their inclusive, supportive space is here to help you gain confidence and connect to the power of movement. Visit Studio OXO Facebook page to book your class today. Studio OXO. Move boldly. Dance freely.
If you need to hire, you know it takes time. Well, what if you could meet with qualified candidates the very next day? Now you can with ZipIntro from ZipRecruiter. You simply pick a time, and it does all the work of finding and scheduling qualified candidates for you. Then you choose who you want to talk to and meet with great people on back-to-back video calls as soon as the next day.
Try ZipIntro for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipIntro. Post jobs today. Talk to qualified candidates tomorrow.
Kids, Caramia, 852 local news, Tamla's hits WRJ. And don't forget, make plans to spend tonight at Festival Park at Hot Harbor Night. It's going to be a nice night for live music, food and drink. The perfect setting for a summer night. The music's free and starts around 6. Enjoy the lake views, relaxed setting. And tonight, it's Alyssa Dominguez providing the music at the tent. Now, this is where the ice skating rink used to be. There's a beautiful tent, tables, chairs all set up. And it goes on rain or shine. Hot Harbor Night. It's going to be a beautiful night tonight right there in the lakefront at Festival Park. Hey, someone asked, what are you sick of people trying to convince you is great? Starting a business, number one answer. Some people said they're not meant to be business owners and they don't mind a boring, stable gig working for the man. Running. Joan Rivers once joked, the first time I see a jogger smiling, I'll consider it. The TV shows they watch or the music they're into. Hot weather. My mother was always a big thing with the hot weather. Hey, it's a beautiful hot day today. Get out. No, I'm sitting here with the air conditioner. I'm not going outside. Dancing. Someone said it isn't about letting loose or getting out of your shell. Some people don't feel the music that way. And finally, the one thing that people are sick of trying to convince you it's great is AI. All right. 8:53, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Got the Archies and...
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me wanting you. Honey. Oh, sugar, sugar. Of loving you.
I just can't believe it's true.
I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling.
feeling too.
I just can't believe it's true.
Ah, sugar.
WRJN.
Trees swaying in the summer breeze, showing off their silver leaves as we walked by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away, just you and I. Sweet, sleepy warmth of summer nights, gazing at the distant lights in the starry sky. They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall, but don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. They say that all good things must end. You know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you. Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my window pane, I'll think of summer days again.
Jeremy, summer song. Summer starts tomorrow. Yeah, I don't know the exact time. I'll look up the time for you tomorrow. But yeah, summer starts on the 20th, and we're going to have a summer weekend. Sunny and hot Saturday and Sunday. Highs 92 on Saturday, 91 on Sunday. Just in time for the opening of summer. I'm Don Rose, and I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. bright and early. And coming up next, Dan Marcus with the Wax Museum, 1245. We have Brewers baseball. The Brewers taking on the number one Cubbies right here on WRJN, where it's 9 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Day 7 of their conflict, an Iranian missile has hit the main hospital in southern Israel. Officials say no one was seriously injured, but the strike did cause extensive damage to the facility. CBS's Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
Israeli hospitals have had contingency plans now for years for this kind of event where hospitals might be targeted in a major war. So underground parking lots have been converted into hospital wards, and we've seen that now at several hospitals around the country.
Israel's carried out strikes on Iran's Arak heavy water reactor in the latest attack on the country's nuclear program. CBS News has learned President Trump has approved attack plans for Iran as an option, but he's holding off in case Tehran agrees to ditch its nuclear program. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe says military forces are on the move.
The White House is waiting for more U.S. military assets to arrive in the region. A mix of fighter aircraft, F-16s, F-22s, and F-35s are en route. And the USS Ford Carrier Strike Group is already deploying to Europe next week.
A day before summer officially arrives, a heat dome is spreading brutal temperatures across the country. CBS's Andres Gutierrez is in Las Vegas.
Today, it will once again perhaps reach up to 110 degrees, and this is going to be key.